Hillary, let's talk about where we are in the process and what kind of time frame we're looking at getting this facility open.
Brad, right now we are very deep into the design of the project. We've actually are far enough. I'd say we're probably 60%, maybe a little bit over that, in the design phase. And what's happening now, you know, when the architect first presents you a plan, with the process we're using with a construction manager, we're able to take that plan and look at it, break it down, you know, break out things such as electrical packages, glass packages, door packages, the different pieces of that puzzle, and we're able to get budget numbers on those. And as we start that process, we start developing the final budget. And as we see numbers that may be too high or too low, we can say, okay, look, maybe instead of those type doors, can these doors over here function just as well for what our needs are? The 3D model has everything in it we asked for. You know, on the indoor pool side, you've got a 10-lane Olympic-sized pool with a dive well, so we can now have dive for the high school swim team. It's got the therapy pool, and it's got a very small play area for the little ones indoors. That is already looks exactly the way we want it to. The community centerpiece of the building, which is where the meeting rooms are, exercise rooms, that offices and that type stuff is, you know, floors for gymnastics, yoga, those things are at. All the design of that is looking really, really good. And then you got the other building or piece of it. That's where the gymnasium is with the three courts, pickleball, walking trail, and all that. And then you got the outdoor aquatic piece of it. And so all of that 3D model, we've seen two or three versions of that. It all looks really, really good. And so right now the construction manager is putting those packages out, trying to get some preliminary numbers so we know what we need to whittle on or not whittle on before we get to final.
When can you break ground and how long will it take to finish?
Well, right now we're looking at possibly maybe breaking ground as far as doing some site work, getting access to the location out there at McCabe Park, maybe late this fall, October or something like that. Because we're going to have to build a road and be able to get up there to it, you know, get that roughed in. The contractor's hoping that we can be coming out of the ground, say, early next year, January, February, as far as getting that stuff in the ground and it's got to go underground and come up. And we really think, based on what we're seeing right now, the contractor does it from the day he gets that facility coming up out of the ground. He can have that built in about 2 years. So that would put us in the early 25, mid 25. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And when they came in and showed us that first 3D model and they could open a door, they walked us up through the parking lot with the presentation. We're sitting there in City Hall on a television screen watching it. And they pull in, they get us out of a car, and they walk us and open the door. From there to the back, I was super, super impressed with what they've done. And I think it'll be something that the community will be very proud of. But we got to go through it now and make sure where we're at on those numbers and stuff and make sure there's not some things in there. We want a very working, very functional facility that will serve this community for the next 50, 75 years or longer and that we can all be proud of.
Exciting times. Mayor, hey, thanks for the update.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.